Mike Pennell, Chiefs defensive tackle. He talked about how he didn't like his time in New England. He did that at Super Bowl media night. He added this as well. It was something where, as a player, you come in and you try to conform sometimes, but you can conform too much and get taken out of your playing style. So he talked about in New England, he tried to conform, do what they wanted him to do, but ultimately he overdid it and took himself out of his comfort zone and out of his playing style. It's a fine line because I get both sides of it. From the Patriots' standpoint, I understand they want you to have a very specific role. They want you to do what they believe that you do well and only that. And Jermaine Wiggins was just on with us. He said they ask you to do something. They don't ask you to go outside of your comfort zone. They don't ask you to do something different. Do this because we know you do it well. But as a player, don't you want to grow? Don't you want to? I mean, you don't want to be typecast as a one-trick pony.
Well, I'm not sure who to blame on this. On Pennell's behalf, he was coming in with some pretty high hopes from the team. They were counting on him to stabilize that line, and he didn't even make it to the beginning of the season. But on the other hand, he also sounds like a scorned, fired employee in a lot of ways. But as a Pats guy here, I don't like the fact that this guy, he's not the first one. We hear this a lot, and mostly from scorned ex-employees. But you hear about a lack of communication from the top on down to some of these players, and that's not good for the team in the long run, if it's true.
A scorned ex-employee means he'd be unemployed, out of football, waiting to find a job. He's going to the Super Bowl. So he's kind of taking shots at the Patriots. He's in a better place now. He's happier now.
He's a scorned ex-employee.
He's not scorned. He was scorned when it first happened.
Right.
Now he's like, hey, you broke up with me. I've got a better girlfriend. She's got money and she's better looking. So ha ha ha.
I don't take it that way. Like, that was the conversation for hour one. To me, in hour two, it's more of the idea of conforming or being restricted as a player. Because again, I get it. Okay, let's just say we have a Saturday morning show and Aaron is the producer of it. And I know Aaron does a really good job at producing the Saturday morning show. And if I only ever had him do that, he'd be the best Saturday morning show producer ever. But Aaron has bigger goals. Aaron wants to be the producer of the midweek show or the midday show, or of our afternoon show every day. And then he wants to be a host and he wants to keep growing, building. So for the station, I look at it and say, hey, it's best if Aaron only works on Saturday because he'll dominate Saturday. Aaron says, hell no. I want to get better. I want to grow. I want to expand my skill set. I want to ultimately move up. I think it's a tough balance for players to buy into what New England's asking them to do because you do get stereotyped into only being able to do one thing, and that's hard.
Is it tough to buy into what New England, especially with all the success they've been, going through and all that? That's why you don't want to be with the Patriots. That's why you see some big-time names at receiver saying, I want to go ahead and play for Tom Brady and the Patriots.
This reeks of a case-by-case situation to me. I think a lot of it comes down to the personality. A lot of people come in here like Kyle Van Noy, and they know exactly what they're getting themselves into, although Van Noy didn't come in a trade.
Yeah,
But I mean, these people, the Patriots pick people that they think will conform to their way of playing and ultimately winning.
I think that the veterans that they bring in, the guys who come in at the end of their career, the Chris Longs of the world, right, those guys who just want the ring, well, they say, you know what, fine. I've made the money. I've gotten the stats. Now I want the ring. But for the 26-year-old in free agency or for the 28-year-old who comes in, and Mike Pennell, who comes in after 5 years in the league, says, look, man, I'm trying to establish myself. I'm trying to get better. I'm trying to elevate myself. I want the stats. I want the money. Sure, I want the ring too, but I want to be able to grow my game. Arnie, if I said to you, Arnie, you have a great vertical leap and you're 7 feet tall and all you can do, you know what? You just stand down in the paint and all you're ever going to do is dunk and rebound and don't ever do anything else. You go, hell no. Look, I can do that, sure, but I want to better myself at the free throw line. I want to better myself from 18 feet. I want to ultimately shoot threes because that's what great players do. I wouldn't begrudge you for wanting to diversify your skill set.
I would say know your role, right? Know your role.
Yeah, but
is this just a lack of communication?
Yeah, I can't be the guy, I'm going to rebound and I want to shoot threes and I want to take the ball and, you know, I want to play 32 minutes a game and all that. That's what Tatum was upset about. Who was up from the Celtics when Kyrie was here?
Rozier.
There you go. Taking up his time. You know, sometimes you don't want to conform, but you have no choice. You can't be doing everything. You're not the star of the team.
Well, it's a tricky situation for the Patriots because they have been in 9 Super Bowls, and they're really good every single year. So you got to be careful. It's a real slippery slope for some of these 26-year-olds that come in and say, oh, no, 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 I'm not doing it the Patriots way. You dragged me in here. I'm doing it my way. Well, guess who's going to be shown the door in about a minute?
But is it so much about doing it my way, or is it just wanting to be better? Is it wanting to have a more full skill set? Look, this happened with the Yankees. We saw Sonny Gray, who said, the Yankees said, look, we only want you to throw your curveball. We only want you to pitch this way. And Sonny Gray was bad. But when Sonny Gray goes to the Reds last year, Sonny Gray was great. Why? Because he said, look, I have a good curveball, but I'm not going to overuse it like you asked me to. I'm not going to overuse my slider like you asked me to. Now I'm going to throw my slider, my curveball, my two-seam fastball, my sinker. I'm going to go in and out, up and down, and I'm going to be a lot better for it. I think there's something to be said where it's okay for a player to sit here and say, look, I'm 26 years old. I don't only want to be known as the run stopper on third down. I'd like to be able to play on first down. I'd like to be a three-down lineman. I'd like to be a guy who gets after the quarterback. I don't think there's a problem in wanting to grow and not wanting to be pigeonholed into one role for your entire career.
Ty Cannon says what this offensive line guy has...
defensive line, but that's okay.
Says has merit. History has shown people...